live from the No Panic Zone. I'm here. I'm just riding on freedom as best as I can. And the government's just riding on us. I'm Steve Gerber. Good to have you here on Wednesday, May the 13th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's been a dark and disturbing time for millions of Americans. That's for sure. An illness nobody is quite sure about. Job losses that we're quite sure about. Depression, anxiety, angst. What state's faring the worst? We'll talk about it. Number two, oil prices are rising. And the NASDAQ and the S&P are also rolling upward. And like I said, I believe they'll all be in positive territory by the end of the year. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And number one, speaking of election day, it'll be really all about President Donald Trump, or will it be about something else? Will it be about Joe Biden? The inability to focus? Will it be the Democrats' plan to spend another $3 trillion taxpayer dollars, your money? What will it all come down to? We'll talk about that. But first, we have breaking news. We have breaking news. Because according to attorney David Coleman, who represents America's Barber, Carl Mahnke in Owosso, Michigan, things are really starting to heat up, to say the least. He's on the line with us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, so breaking news, a lot going on. I understand that, well, first of all, you got a phone call, a message yesterday from an assistant attorney general saying that they were going to look at Carl's license. Well, apparently they looked pretty close. What can you tell us?
Well, I got this message late yesterday after 5 o'clock that the AG's office wanted to talk with me because they were considering licensing action against Carl. Please give him a call. I saw it later in the evening, and I said, I'll talk to him tomorrow, this morning. Well, then, after I went to bed, I didn't check my emails. I see an email this morning from the Attorney General's office that the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs has suspended Carl's license.
Now, they're thinking about it.
They have actually done it without a hearing, without any due process, no opportunity to be heard.
On what basis?
It's an unbelievable abuse of power.
On what basis?
Yeah, you're going to love this. There's no legal basis for this, none. This is pure retribution by the governor's office and by the AG. This is so petty and vindictive, it's beyond the pale, Steve. The first grounds, the governor's illegal executive orders, that he's violating her executive orders to stay closed, which, of course, are not valid because she doesn't have the authority to issue them now. Secondly, he has two pending criminal charges that they brought because he's keeping his shop open. And under the law, you have to have criminal convictions, not criminal charges. So that's a blatant violation of the law. And then the third reason, and this is like, you're going to love this, the cease and desist order that we fought in court on Monday, and the court, the judge in the Shiawassee, Judge Stewart, ruled our way, agreed with us,
right,
and would not enforce it because he's violating that cease and desist order that the court said he doesn't have to follow. That's a reason to suspend his license. Those are the reasons.
So
I
want to focus on this.
By the governor and the AG.
And again, you say it's an abuse of power?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're just now, obviously we've just seen this, so we're starting to look at all our legal options. Obviously, under the law, when it's an administrative proceeding, you can get an emergency hearing, hopefully even later today or possibly tomorrow. But I'm not going to hold my breath there. An administrative law judge works for the governor. Real fair hearing there.
Let me ask you this.
We're looking at all of our options as to what we can do.
David Coleman here. He is representing Carl Mahnke. He is the 77-year-old barber in Owosso, Michigan. He's been cutting hair in the same place for 59 years. He's become the focus of anger, and it appears a vendetta from the state because he decided to reopen his shop last Monday, May the 4th, because he said, I cannot afford not to be open anymore after all the lockdowns and continuations and extensions. And so you're looking out for Carl. Have you spoken to Carl Mahnke yet today?
Not yet. I didn't want to call him this early if he wasn't awake yet. I've spoken to his main aide that works with him, and so they're aware. The other thing here, Steve, the AG's office tried to trick me into saying that I represented Carl on this licensing matter, because at this point, I don't know, because Carl hasn't hired me on the licensing matter. I assume he will, but he hasn't. But they tried to trick me by saying, well, we just have a licensing issue, and we want to talk to you. I assume you're representing them. And then they send me all this stuff later. So they were trying to serve Carl through me. But because I had not responded to them, and because right now I do not represent Carl directly on this licensing matter, he'll have to decide if he wants to hire us this morning. I assume he will, but he hasn't yet.
So let me ask you this.
So he has not been served. So there's going to be another photo op opportunity later this morning. They're going to show up and serve him.
He has not been served. He has not been. Has he been formally charged with a misdemeanor?
Yes. Remember, that's part of the case up in Shiawassee County.
And I want to make sure I'm right about that. All right. So he's been charged with misdemeanors. It's not been adjudicated anyway. How can you take a person's license without even having a hearing?
Well, welcome to the world of administrative law and the power of the state when it's abused and misused. Welcome to that, to our world of someone who abuses their power when they're in office. This is what you get. It's not used this way. Usually these laws are used when you have a sex offender living at a home that provides daycare. They have to summarily suspend the license because that person's there. Or you have a doctor committing, you know, heinous acts and wrong surgeries and things.
But
so they suspend his license. We don't have that here. This is ridiculous.
What would you say to Governor Whitmer? What do you have to say to Governor Whitmer? What do you have to say to the Attorney General Dana Nessel today, right now, knowing what you know?
Well, we'll see you all in court. I mean, we're not going to take this. And you can keep coming and keep trying to figure out ways to abuse the power that you have. But Carl's not going away, and we're going to keep fighting this all the way. Let me tell you another thing that's just breaking, Steve, on Carl's situation. He has a Facebook page with almost 400,000 followers. Facebook just took it down, scrubbed it. You wouldn't even know Carl exists on Facebook. So I guess my question would be, who got to Facebook? Who from the governor's office or the attorney general's office got to them and conspired with Facebook to take down his page so that he can't communicate to people out there, can't let the world know what's going on through Facebook? I'll tell you, Steve, this is way beyond just Carl Mankey. This shows the real battle and the real fight that's going on. And the police state tactics that our state is using right now against citizens like Carl, a 77-year-old grandfather who's done nothing but work and live a quiet, good life, and they are out to destroy him. Well, I guess we'll see what happens in the scheme of things here and what the courts think about all this.
And so you have a hearing later today, correct? A hearing in front of Judge Stewart. How does he take all of this? Wait a second. You're throwing him his license out on something that I said you couldn't enforce? How does that work?
Well, I'm going to bring it to the judge's attention. I doubt he knows about it. Like I say, I just found out. So I doubt he knows about it, but I'll make sure he knows.
Well, because I'm pretty sure
the
judge's ruling was correct, on point. It was a well-written, although brief, opinion. He was exactly right. Anyhow, David, greatly appreciate it. We've got to leave it there. Keep us up to date. Carl Mankey is getting targeted. He's the focus of a vendetta from the state of Michigan, from the governor, Big Gretchen, and Dana Nessel, the Loch Ness Monster at this point. This is Nessie. How about that? These two are coming after the little guy, trying to destroy him for power, to demonstrate their power. It's galling. It's outrageous. You're on the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Oh,
not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.